We've heard from Conrad and he wants to know, can proteins ingested by a mother reach the baby in her breast milk? I think that's one for you, Chris. What do you reckon?
Well, the answer is I was intrigued enough by this and my own observations at home to want to look this up, because my wife had been saying to me many times, because we now have two small children, both were breastfed, that when she ate certain things, it seemed to make the children more prone to getting a bellyache and have wind than when she ate other things. I said, oh, that's nonsense. It's coming on. It's breast milk. You know, how can that be affected by what the mum eats? So I've been having a poke around. And there's a paper published in 1921, W.R. Shannon, who found that proteins, which are in the mother's diet, can pass unchanged into breast milk. Hmm. And there's another study which was done, Kilshaw and Kant. They published this in the International Archives of Allergy and Applied Immunology in 1984, and they did a very thorough study. They took 29 women who were breastfeeding. They took samples of their blood and their breast milk and then gave them an egg and half a pint of cow's milk to drink. And then they took samples of both of those blood and breast milk samples again at various intervals afterwards. And they measured the levels of these proteins. And they used various measures to see whether the proteins were coming through into the breast milk. And they found that after the mother ate those things, they could pick up the egg and the milk proteins intact in her bloodstream between 1 and 2 hours later, and it peaked in breast milk 4 and 6 hours later. So this is really interesting. It shows that things that are in the mother's diet can pass unchanged through into the baby. And why they say that's important is because this may be a way in which the baby's immune system gets educated against the things that it will be eating in future. Because we know that babies, when they're first born, have this very plastic immune system that needs to be programmed, what it has to recognise as a friend and what it needs to recognise as a foe. So this perhaps is why breastfeeding is so important in helping the immune system get educated like this, because the things are presented in the right context at the right time.
Can't it also be a problem? I think I've heard a story about, in the Arctic, in fact, that some of the Eskimo women there who eat a lot of whale meat, in fact, their breast milk becomes what's classified as contaminated waste, because some of the contaminants inside the whale meat, things like mercury that build up in those animals living in the sea, comes out in her breast milk to the point that it can be measured, and it might even be damaging to their offspring, which is just disastrous, the idea of the environment being so contaminated and getting through our own systems. And I also, isn't there also a story about how if you have a dram of whiskey that it calms down the, if you, as a mother...
No, this is definitely true.
It calms down the baby. I don't think we necessarily condone that. But the
way breast milk gets made is that there are specialised cells in the breast tissue which have a very high blood flow. The blood goes past the breast cells. The cells remove from the blood various chemicals and concentrate them in milk. So they're using chemicals that come out of the blood, water from the blood, and they're making milk. But anything that dissolves well in fat can move well through the blood vessel wall, through those cells, and then into the ducts that line the breast. So therefore, drugs and other things like alcohol can end up getting concentrated in breast milk. So women have to be a bit careful when they take certain drugs, because they can concentrate in the breast milk. And what you say about people who eat a diet which may be contaminated, of course there's a risk, but you know, we didn't evolve to combat heavy metal poisoning. We evolved to give our children the best start in life. So I guess that kind of that's an unfortunate side effect. But the bottom line is breast is actually best.
Oh, yeah,
for the most part.
Yeah. Mm.